I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It is called ZBiotics. ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol Probiotic Drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that is to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this product down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow. I was going to a fancy dinner. One of those ones where they pair wine with stuff, and I always feel left out. It's just, you know, it's like you're spending so much money in the first place, and you're like, well, you know, they did spend all this time to make the wine, like, a whole thing, and I'd like that. I'd like to try that. The vision of this artiste in the kitchen. However, I have some of this product for free. They sent it to us, so I tried it before this social outing, and I suffered not from my usual ill effects. I still think, though, I overpaid. Like, on the whole, it just is a lot of money for one meal, you know? That's all I'm saying. Vacations, weddings, birthdays, and reunions. Oh my, there's so much going on! Get the most out of your spring plans by stocking up on pre-alcohol now. Go to zbiotics.com/dungeons to get 15% off your first order when you use Dungeons at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/dungeons and use the code Dungeons at checkout for 50% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by ExpressVPN. So we know how ExpressVPN protects your privacy and security online, but here's something you might not know.
Okay.
You can use ExpressVPN to unlock movies and shows that are only available in other countries.
Oh, we're allowed to talk about that?
That's, yes.
That's all I use it for.
Yeah,
oh, that's legal?
Yeah.
This, yes. Matt always talks big game about the UK office.
I talk big game about it.
And why is the UK office better than the US office?
I mean, why? How is it not?
You had a really elegant, I thought, breakdown of exactly why you think it's better.
Well, for a VPN, I would say the reason that you should use this VPN to watch the UK office rather than logging onto whatever streaming platform has the dumb US office on it is that if you want a show that actually where a bunch of people actually act like they're on camera, and have our real personalities instead of a bunch of like.
I just want you all to know that as Matt's saying all of this, I'm looking right at the camera like Jim from the American Office, being like, get a load of this guy, right?
If you haven't seen the UK Office, go ahead, log into your VPN and go check it out. It's only 12 episodes plus a Christmas special.
ExpressVPN lets you control where you want sites to think you are located.
Ooh, that's fun.
So you can choose from over 100 different countries.
I only ever think of this scene in GoldenEye where they're trying to find Boris and like his little things bouncing around all over the place and like the GoldenEye laser is going to get them. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
That's what a VPN is, in case you were wondering.
But you can't use it to cheat on your wife. Your wife will not think you're in a different location than you actually are.
Also,
so don't even try to do it for that.
Unless you're cheating on your wife with K-dramas. Use ExpressVPN to watch K-dramas off South Korean Netflix, or you could use Hulu, BBC iPlayer, anywhere you want it to be. You can be there. Hundreds of VPNs are out there, of course, but the reason we use ExpressVPN is because it's very fast. No buffering, no lag, you can stream in HD, no problem. Also works on all your devices, phones, media, consoles, smart TVs, and more. So watch what you want on the go or on the big screen. So if you want to get access to hundreds of new shows, use our link right now, expressvpn.com/dungeonsanddaddies, and you can get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/dungeonsanddaddies. expressvpn.com/dungeonsanddaddies to learn more.
Live from the Forgotten Realms at the BBC, the Bullywugs Broadcast Center, it's Saturday Night Live! Starring Daryl Wilson!
I'm just like leaning up against like a door in the middle of New York City holding a pizza and I wink.
Henry Oak!
Ooh, Henry is sampling from a farmer's market in this cool neon street in New York City.
Glenn Close!
Glenn is like tuning up the guitar and does the old like, oh, I didn't see you there. And then the bandmates behind him just look pissed. It's like, why have you not tuned yet?
Ron Stampler!
It's literally just a bad headshot and the audience doesn't even clap that much.
And introducing your host, Peyton Bennett.
Peyton is like chasing down the host of this week's show with a knife.
Well,
Welcome to Saturday Night Live. It's an advice show where people call in asking for advice about fatherhood, and you're gonna get it from these four daddies. You're gonna get advice from these four daddies and me, Payne, your main man, who's a daddy in spirit, I'd like to think. We're gonna be taking calls, which means just shout real loud from wherever you are in your village.
Hey, Payton. Hi, Henry here. I just want to say I think it's really nifty that you have your own show here at the Bullywogs Broadcast Center. I think that's so cool. You're such an enterprising 8-year-old. I just want to say you're doing a great job, kid. You're gonna go places.
Yeah, I'm doing it on spec. We're not actually recording right now. I just feel like I want to get people hyped up about it.
Are we asking the questions?
You are
no,
the
Ron.
Opposite.
Oh, we're answering the
questions. Yeah, we're answering them, Ron.
That's great. I'm not a great asker, but I'm a great answerer. I'm looking forward to meeting all of these new voices.
Oh, wow. My resident stones are just lighting up in this bag here. Stone one, who do we got?
Happy Father's Day. What would you say are some things you should or shouldn't do or say when you discover that you're going to be a dad? Thank you.
Thank you, Sophie P.
You know, when both of my boys were born, I had like a poem ready that I wrote for them. And then, you know, it was kind of like my little welcome to Earth moment for the two boys and for Mercedes.
You punched him in the face and said, welcome to Earth.
Well, the one thing you don't want to do is you don't want to say, who's the father? And then, like, you know, raise your eyebrows. Uh-huh.
No, I did. I had to ask that.
You did. You did, Ron. That makes sense.
I think something that you wouldn't want to say, which is, this is a joke of sorts, you wouldn't want to be like, well, is it terminal, doctor? Is it serious? Is there something I can take for that?
That's dark, man.
Wow, Ron.
Well, that's why it's a joke.
Well, you know, I would say that if you do discover you're going to be a dad, first things first is you're going to make sure you check what the various financial support needs are depending on your relationship with whoever it is. I'm just kidding. You know, playing Christmas music doesn't actually mean you sleep around a lot. Actually, a lot of people think that, but no, it's not.
I don't think I ever heard that. Is that something that people think that?
I didn't think that.
Yeah.
No.
But I do want to say that, you know, if you do sleep around with a lot of people, that's okay too, Glenn. You know, the it doesn't really have anything to do with the question that was being asked, but you know.
A question for adventuring dads. When your child is old enough, what would your recommendation be for a first pet? Cat, dog, rabbit, or something more exotic like a snake?
Thank you for that question, Rob. I would say a knife.
First.
Hey, a knife?
Was that your first pet, Payton?
First, last, and only.
What did you name it?
I don't want to say stabby because that's really, like, obvious.
Well,
you could just say whatever the actual name was. You don't have to.
Yeah,
to impress us by coming up with something funny or cool. Like, if his name was Stabby, that's okay. You're 8. No one expects you to be a grown man who would come up with something funny, like in an improv setting. So, if it's
here's the thing about knives. Much like enemies, they lose some of their sharpness if you know their name. The mystique is part of its allure. So I can't. The only time you'll know its name is when it's about to enter your neck.
Wow,
that's what she said.
I mean, dogs are man's best friend, or all people's, y'all's best friends, all man, woman, everybody's best, they're best friends. So
yeah, I agree in that a pet is something that should be cherished and potentially married. Ron Stampler, I met the love of my life posing as a pet, and maybe she thought she was getting a pet, but maybe she thought she was getting a partner. All I mean is it's the same thing. It's a lifelong commitment. Till death do you part. And thankfully, hamsters die early.
You know, I'll pick up on what Ron's laying down there. I think, you know, call me crazy. I think a classic starter pet is like a guppy fish or a gerbil. It's something your kids can love. But, you know, it's, you know, sometimes you need that important conversation about death to kind of help them work through that and process that. And I'm not saying that you buy a pet that you know is going to die soon. But, you know, like sometimes
you buy one,
like,
that's already dead. Huh?
I mean, that is what you just said, though.
That's exactly what he said. It's not what I'm trying to say, is, I guess, because it sounds a little cruel when you say it that way. So I'm trying to say the same thing.
I don't
want to
give my kid a dead animal.
I'm not.
That's like a meal. I'm not going to be like, here's a cow.
And if you didn't do that, I'd still say a dog. Just get them like a really old dog.
Yeah, I guess you could get them a really old dog that is going to die soon. You could get them, like, I feel like what's nice about a guppy is that it dies. I can't believe I'm saying that.
How would you
won't care about
that
it very much?
Kid.
Let's be honest.
I guess what I
do you know the name of your first guppy? I had guppies.
I don't know. I don't remember the name of my first guppy.
Oh, well, yeah, that kind of proves your point, man.
And nobody gets a guppy. I got like 10 guppies because you just scoop them up from like the local pond, like, and you put them in the jar, and then you forget. Like, I don't know about you guys, but I forgot the air holes. But I was like 4, and that was a whole jar of dead guppies.
No offense, Daryl, but I don't know if you're the right one to maybe tackle this question, but it sounds like you guys have a family dog, though, and that's working out great for you.
Well, yeah, but Grant lost it. That's okay.
Oh, great. Oh, okay. Well, maybe start, maybe next
according
time,
to you,
get,
that'd
maybe
be murder.
Next time, get Grant a guppy.
Hi. Out of all of the movies you've taken your kids to go and see, which one did you think that you would hate going into it, but you turned out to absolutely love? And now you have to pretend that you don't like it at all.
Thank you for that, Sean Secaret Hennessy.
That's an easy one, man. Those Minions movies. I thought, I was like, nah, I can't get over it, but those guys are great.
I love those little banana boys. I'm right there with you, Glenn.
I love those guys, man. They're great. They're hilarious.
Have you seen this online that sometimes people take pictures of the Minions and they put funny words with them or like a funny little saying? It'll be like, don't talk to me before I've had my coffee. Like that stuff that,
oh,
you know.
Oh, yeah, man.
Those just kill me.
Of course, I'm kidding. Minions suck.
Well, I kind of trusted you on that one. And now I kind of feel like
I'm just kidding. They're great. It's the only
Glenn.
Thing Universal puts out that I can stand. You know what I mean?
You're as wacky as one of those wacky Minions. That's what I think.
That's kind of where I kept my like sense of off tilt sense of humor from is I just think like, what would the Minions do in this situation? And I always chuckle. And that's kind of been a big part of informing kind of what I do on a day to day, man. That really had an effect on me. But like, I guess there's some hate for Minions. So yeah, Minions suck, and I'm winking at you, you know what I mean?
I get you. It's one of those ironic things to say. Hey, say, here's a funny Minion joke from one of the big pictures that I saw on my Facebook wall. How do you, and there's a little picture of a Minion frowning at an empty coffee cup. How do you feel when there's no coffee? Depresso. Right? Anyway, I was going to say Zootopia for my movie. I feel like that movie, I was like, here we go. I don't really take a shining to talking animal movies. But, you know, that movie had a lot of really important, powerful things to say about prejudice and how we should treat each other. And I was just like, dang, this is a good one.
Frankly, pretty much any movie that's not Primer I like. You know, you put it in front of me, I can relax. I drink a beer, I'm happy. So
I was going to say that Terry wanted to take the bus to go downtown. And I said, no, I don't want to do that. But then we ended up riding the bus, and it was very nice because you can listen to music, look at your phone, and you don't have to worry about paying attention to the road. So that was great.
So you had a good time on public transpo.
Yeah, we were moving. That's my favorite type of movie.
I get it.
I like Ubers too.
I think Ron says it, but I don't think Ron gets it.
Or Lyft, rather.
It sounds like you might have liked the movie Taxi with Queen Latifah.
I have never seen it.
If you had to had one of the other dads as your dad, which dad would dad you and why?
Thank you, Calvin S. Cuckley.
If I had to have one of you gentlemen as my dad.
I think Peyton would be really cool if he was your dad, Daryl.
Oh, shucks. No.
I think Peyton,
come on, guys.
You know I love you, little dude.
Yeah.
But I think you got a lot of growing to do before you can, you know, have a kiddo.
Excuse me.
I mean, do you want to have a kid right
now? Peyton's probably killed more people than most dads have killed people.
Well, let me ask a question. Peyton, do you want to have a kid right now?
No, but I would step up. I would take that responsibility out of myself. You know?
That's a great response, Peyton, because I was just going to say that I would like you to be my dad.
Peyton, from that answer, I changed my answer. I think I'd want you to be my dad also. That's a good answer.
It's too late, Daryl. It's too late. He's my dad.
Oh.
Hey, there's plenty of Peyton to go around, baby.
Hey, Glenn, do you want to say each other so that we're not left out? Like, I was going to say that I'd want you to be my dad because you seem really laid back.
Oh, that's crazy. I was about to say I want me to be my own dad, too.
I walked into that one, you scamp. Oh, that's dad always razzing on me. Classic dad.
Hey, Dungeon Daddy dudes, I got a question for you. How do you turn your kids' gross, gnarly days into a totally tubular day? You're watching? What are you watching?
Go on the go.
Oh, yeah? Can dad talk?
Yeah, I can.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I was asking a question to the Dungeon Dads. What do you think?
Yeah, you can do it.
Awesome.
Thank you so much, Rad Ryan.
Depends on the age of the kiddo.
Hey, gross gnarly days can hit anybody at any time. And see, for me, what I do is I'll go to Disneyland or get some ice cream or both. You know, there's ice cream at Disneyland, which is great.
What about when your son Terry is having a tough day, Glenn?
What?
Isn't your son Terry? When you and Terry are having a tough time, like, how do you cheer up Terry?
Are you talking to me?
Are you talking about Nick?
I don't understand. What do you mean? Terry is Glenn's son. Nick is your son. Right?
No, reverse I think it. You got that reverse flip, it. My man.
Oh, have I been doing that wrong this whole time? Oh, jeepers. Okay, I'm sorry. It's just people under 15, I have a tough time keeping track of names. It's, you know, I just kind of have like a face blindness when it comes to kids.
You can use that to get out of jury duty if there's ever like a crime involving a
You're
kid.
You're right. If there's ever a kid murder where a kid murders another kid, you know,
that.
And I was the witness, I wouldn't have to testify.
I will keep that in mind.
You're right, Peyton. Henry, there would be an unreliable witness for anything you do.
Yeah, I'm going to call him first.
Well, I've always felt that the best move to turn a gnarly day for whenever Nick's feeling down is a little trick I call Amazon gift card.
Oh.
It's an Amazon gift card.
I don't know if I want Glenn to be my dad anymore.
Dang, man. You don't like Amazon? I mean, I get the politics around Bezos and stuff, but it is just kind of a nice, convenient way to get things.
You know, that's true. If you're someone who shows your affection through gift giving, that's true. I shouldn't judge. That's very fair.
No, I think it's cool. I think it's okay to judge, Henry. Hey, Glenn?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if the best way to always solve your kid's problems is just to give him money.
That's yeah, not, you know, no, no, no. Daryl, as long as we're judging people, he could try talking to his kid when he's having a problem.
Oh, no.
Well, yeah, that's always a good thing. Listen to what your kid's going through, and then,
I do. Hold on.
And then tell them we'll talk about it later.
then, it's dissolving.
Don't get it twisted, guys.
Henry, do you have something to say?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, I think you gotta listen to your kid and see what he wants to do. Just try to take his mind off of what's going on and have a good time.
Don't get it twisted. The Amazon gift card is more of a solution based on what kind of video-related things he wants to see and what kind of objects or things he wishes to acquire. That only kind of narrowly solves those problems, which is, I think, 90% of kids' problems.
I think if you're having a gnarly, gross day, you can wait until the next day, and then it might not be the same day anymore.
You know what, Ron? That's actually a pretty good deep. Sometimes you just got to let a kid go through things. Like, kids got to grow up. Sometimes, you know, think about the bad days you have. You always want somebody bothering you about it?
My thought on this is that gnarly, gross days call for a hug, and totally tubular days call for a high five. And that's the news from Lake Wobegon, where, is anyone, never mind.
Another question.
Hey, dads, longtime listener, first time caller. I have a 2-part question. First, can you talk about how your personal definition of masculinity has changed since having a son? And second, if you had to choose to have nipples for eyes or eyes for nipples, which would you choose?
Thank you for that question, Cheristy Chippendale.
Peyton, can you clarify that? I don't know about that first part of the question. The second one seems a little more interesting. What was the second one? What was that? Nipples
the
for eyes?
The second one was, if you were cursed and had to choose between having nipples for eyes or eyes for nipples, which would you choose? The first one was about masculinity.
I don't think it sounds like a curse. It sounds like a blessing.
Well, do you lose the first one? Do you not have any more eyes at all? Like, your eyes are now nipples, so you don't have eyes.
I think that's the stipulation.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but it does feel like if you reword that to say, what would you rather have, extra nipples or extra eyes? The answer's pretty clear.
Yeah, I'm going to go straight for extra eyes, man.
Extra eyes, baby.
But what if they're exclusive, though?
So what happens? The other thing just becomes like skin.
So you mean like they can't see other nipples?
Yeah. No, I don't know. I mean, like, your eyes have to go on your chest.
Yeah, I think he's saying, like, where it's just about the positioning thing. It's either the nipples are where your eyes would be. No, wait, this is the same either way,
though. I understand what you're saying,
though. Yeah.
It's either you have more eyes or more nipples.
More nipples.
No, hold on, because I think it means...
No, it's not reversing.
Oh, gosh, what a riddle. Wait, you're right. I don't think I understand the question.
Either your two eyes turn into two nipples or your two nipples turn into two eyes. And I would much rather have four eyes and no nipples than four nipples and no eyes.
I agree.
I would like my left nipple to be my right eye and then my right eye to go to the location of my left nipple. Please. Okay.
So you just want your eyes backwards on your chest is what you're saying.
Yeah, I want a completely normal life, except that my left nipple has switched places with my right eye.
Oh, so you've got kind of an eye patch thing going on. You've got the most horrifying eye patch reveal ever. Cocked and loaded.
Yes.
Just a nipple up there.
Anybody have any thoughts on the first question about how your definition of masculinity changed?
I think I'll take a shot on the first question, which is that, you know, before I had my two beautiful boys, I thought that being a man was all about just being really tough and really single-minded and always knowing what to do. And then I had these two beautiful boys, and they were these wonderful little balls of chaos that came into my life. And I realized that being a man is about love, and it's about loving the people around you and taking care of them and giving them high fives on tubular days and hugs on gnarly days. And, you know, I just feel like maybe you don't need to be so tough all the time. Maybe you don't need to, maybe, you know, there's strength. And gosh darn it, I'm rambling now.
I think it's a good answer.
Before I became a father, I thought that I couldn't possibly be more manly and masculine. But I learned after becoming a stepfather and stepping up that I was wrong.
That's it, huh?
That's it.
What were you wrong about? That you could become more manly? Is that what the...
Oh, no. My manliness, my masculinity has increased to such a degree that previous life Ron, who thought that he could not be any manlier, well, that guy just looks like a sissy who didn't know anything anymore.
I mean, yeah, I don't think much has, I mean, other than just kind of really understanding what my dad always taught me that not being a man, just being a good person was being there for your family. So, you know, I think when I was young, I didn't always understand that. But once I had my own kid, it's true. I don't think it changed so much as just I really kind of learned that my dad was right, like he usually was.
Whether you've got nipples for eyes or eyes for nipples, the important thing is that you're there for your kids.
Fantastic.
Do you think if you had eyes for your nipples for eyes, like, and you ran a marathon, like, would you put Vaseline to stop them from chaff? Like, your eyes would chaff, right? That'd be horrible.
If you had eyes for nipples, would you wear a shirt like this or like this?
You wear it with the nipples cut out like a bead.
Yeah.
Well, free the nipple is free the nipple, not free the nipples. So I don't understand why anybody was ever, you know.
Oh, and now they'd have to say, excuse me, my eyes are down here.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, more questions.
Hi, Dads. I was just wondering what the first thing that you said to your sons were after they were born.
Thank you for that lovely question, Ellie Salabin.
Well, this is an easy one, man. What I did was I held my fist out for a fist bump, and I got it. That's how I knew that Nick was a true blue close boy.
Did he return your fist bump at the age of zero?
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, he was kind of flailing around. I don't know how much, you know, like, intention was behind it, but I felt the intention, you know what I mean?
Glenn, if you felt it, your son, he fist pumped you right then.
Yeah.
I don't remember. There's a lot of emotions that happened. I mean, honestly, I probably said something like, you're perfect or you're beautiful or, you know, there's just a lot of,
gross.
Well, sorry, Peyton, what do you want, man? It's a big deal when your kid comes out.
Hey, Peyton, what would you say to your kid if you had a kid?
Yeah. You want to be a dad?
I go, hell yeah.
Okay.
That's it, huh?
That's it?
Yeah. I'd see the kid and be like, ooh, looks like me, but small. Hell yeah.
You know, that's really positive. I think that's good to show enthusiasm. Gosh, for me, there was a lot of weepy crying. And then, you know, I stammered out the sort of contemporaneous poem that sprung to my mind as I saw my two beautiful boys.
You remember any lines from that poem, Henry?
Oh, it's been so long, but the words are still etched in my heart. Let's see if I can remember them. Oh, joyous leaves have sprung forth from the ground of my me and my wife's love.
Why did you ask for this?
You know, it's okay. I get it. That's cool. I love it.
Like flowers shall you bud and face the sun, and I shall cherish and love and water and protect you and fill you with joy and fertilize your soil, but not in a gross way, in like a way that it's a plant metaphor for all your days. My beautiful boys, I love you. Namaste. I think that was the poem. I might have flubbed a line or two in there, but that was the poem, I think. And again, there was a lot of crying going on.
Ron, what did you say when you first met your kid? Because, like, you probably remember that. I mean, it's probably more recent, right?
Yeah, it was. It
that
was.
Must have been nerve-wracking.
Samantha had talked to me about it a lot before I met him. And then I think she talked to Terry a lot, too. So there was a lot of talking going on. But then when I first met Terry, I said, hi, I'm Ron. You can call me Ron. And then he just didn't talk to me for 6 months.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Well, you guys, you put the work in, Ron. You guys are doing really well now.
We are. You know, I like to stay on my toes because whenever I'm in doubt of what to say, to give words of encouragement to my stepson, Terry Jr., I just say, hi, I'm Ron.
Hey, Payne, you want to do another question there?
Yeah, I do.
I had a question for you guys. My wife and I are due for our first child in September, and I wanted to sing him. I'm not the best singer, but I wanted to sing a lullaby to him. And I was wondering if you guys had any suggestions or if you maybe had some that you sung to your sons.
That question's from Eric Bajorquez.
I always just go for the Iron Maiden discography. Run to the Hills is always a good one to get them going.
Interesting.
You can fall asleep to that one. That galloping beat, you know, kind of just lulls you to sleep.
Yeah.
I think it works pretty well. I found it works pretty good. I mean, you don't turn it up, Henry. Like, you know, you keep it nice and quiet, but...
You know, I feel the same way about my favorite lullaby, Greensleeves, which is a classic. I mean, as the kids say, that shit slaps. You put Greensleeves on, that baby's going to sleep. And, you know, that was always like, you know, maybe you play it on a nice recorder or a lute. Like, you know, I find that medieval music really, really soothes the nerves of a wee baby.
Slap that baby.
No, Payne, that's actually a little bit of vernacular from our world, which I think refers to the slap of a slap bass, is I think where that comes from.
I was just willing to go with you on it. I thought it was kind of creepy, but I was like, I'll support Henry. Like, whatever, he seems confident.
Yeah, you don't, the doctor might, do they even do that
anymore?
Unless
they're choking on something, in which case I think you want to slap them on the back. It's been a while since I had to do that.
I think you do like a suction thing, don't you?
No, Glenn, it's depending on the age. It's like a put them over your forearm and do a little back slap sort of thing. I don't know about the suction thing.
No, there is. There's like a suction thing. No, what do you want
to
know?
No, I mean, you don't have to elaborate. It sounds wrong, so.
I mean, maybe. I'll just say that Daryl and his friend Matt didn't learn that in any classes preparing for a baby.
Oh, Daryl, I didn't know you had a friend named Matt. Who's your friend Matt?
I think every white guy has a friend named Matt.
Every woman has dated three Matts.
Every woman's dated three Matts. Except for my wife. She only dated one. Oh.
Who was it?
Carol dated your friend Matt? Is that what you just said?
Yep, that's what I said.
Wow. I thought you guys met in high school. He must have been like her junior high boyfriend or something.
Yeah, probably. He's probably awesome.
Hey, Peyton, who did you say asked that question?
That was Eric Bajorquez.
Oh, that's so wild. She's more than a friend, less than a lover. Beth May actually went to high school with a man named Eric Bajorquez. And speaking of lullabies, they seem to have a song that they knew by heart that I think would be great for kids. It's called Lose Yourself by Eminem. I know all the lyrics, of course, but if Eric is looking for ideas, maybe he could think back to those high school times and spit a verse for his upcoming son.
Delightful.
All right. I usually just do...
Did you spill the tea on Beth May and this guy? It sounds...
Yeah.
Sounds like there's something there.
I know that she'd say, like, oh my God, Eric, so good to hear from you. Love you. I'm so excited for you and Christina. Woo! I think that's what she would say. That's my Beth impression.
Ron, that's a good impression.
That's a really good impression.
Insanely good impression. I know. Wow, Ron.
Holy shit. All right. Let's have one last question.
All right.
Hey, guys. If you were to create the ideal perfect dad, Powerpuff Girls style, what traits must be included and why?
Thank you again, Maddie Gillespie, for that final question.
Oh, I love that. Do we all want to say one and then, like, that'll be the perfect dad, like whatever each one of us says?
Yeah. All right, all right.
We're all standing around the big pot of Chemical X, and we've all got to throw in something to make the perfect Powerpuff dad. So, Glenn, why don't you kick us off?
2020 vision.
You could have been anything.
Gee whiz, as a glasses wearer, I feel kind of subtly attacked by that.
No, Glenn, that's a good answer because
they got laser surgery. You can fix yourself right. I'm just saying it's important that the dad have it's nice and sharp. So that way any sort of threats from afar, like any sort of like rogue vehicles or what have you, you got plenty of warning.
That's a good answer, Glenn, because I was just going to say the best trait would be to be my dad, like just throw my dad in there. And he didn't have 20/20 vision. So like I never thought anybody could be better than my dad. But I guess my dad with better vision.
This guy really likes his dad. Jesus.
Would be good.
Okay, so we have 20/20 vision, Daryl's dad. Ron, what would you throw in?
Maybe a few receipts.
My dad kept receipts.
And then...
Gotta do that.
No, just, you know, like the receipts you might keep in pockets or something. Oh, that's
a
good idea.
Can I change your mind to having a wallet chain?
I think a lot of dads have hairy arms, and then some do not have hair on their heads, but...
Okay.
Mm-hmm. If they did, that'd be cool. It may be like, I don't know, like big bottles of ketchup, because dads love ketchup, and then maybe like a...
I was kind of thinking one ingredient each, but keep going. This is good. You know, there's no wrong answers.
Well, why don't you pick your favorite one of those? We each put one thing in. Like, I just put in one thing, my dad, and Glenn put one thing in, 2020 vision.
So although it sounds like Glenn wants to change what he's putting into wallet chain.
Okay.
Yeah, because that way your dad will never lose the wallet, and then your dad will never, like, be not without his ID and stuff, which is always important to have on you.
I would like to put in also Daryl's dad.
Wow.
Okay, so we've got Daryl's dad, a wallet chain, another version of Daryl's dad. Gosh, what do I want to throw in here? I think I'd put in a copy of the book Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance, which is all about a son and a father. And, you know, I thought that was a really good book, so I'd put that in there. And then maybe also, like, in the book, so it still counts as one item, I'd put, like, a link to a Google sheet that has a list of a whole bunch of other really good books about fatherhood.
Yeah, that's good.
What about you, Peyton?
2 knives, one for each dad.
Okay,
Peyton. Hey, Peyton, let me ask you a question. Have you ever thought about
what?
Holding, instead of holding just one knife, what if you had 2 knives?
No, but Glenn, what?
Well, now that you've said it, that's all I'm going to think
Wait,
about.
Wait, I thought that this was supposed to be for one dad. If we're having more than one dad, I don't think why I can't put in a bunch of other stuff, like some flannel and maybe some chewing gum.
Oh, you know, that is, chewing gum is important. Go ahead, Ron, take us out. Just throw in everything you want to throw into this dad gumbo. Let's do it.
Okay, let's see. A Kentucky State magnet. One of those Bic pens that doesn't really work very well and the end is kind of chewed off.
But they also never run out of ink for some reason.
Ron, yeah. This is redundant. You're just describing my dad. Keep going.
I would throw in like a remote that's been chewed up by a dog. And then I would throw in like a napkin that somebody sneezed into. And then unused bottle of hand sanitizer. And then
real good.
Maybe just a few like packing boxes, like an Amazon box or something. And then, you know, a stuffed animal or something. But then... also some naughty sex things.
Okay. All right.
A good board game and then wide ruled notebook paper. And a watch from Rite Aid.
Well, thank you so much, everyone, for listening to our first ever Daddy Day College show.
Thanks to all of our Patreon supporters for sending in all those great questions. We couldn't get to all of them, but thank you for sending them anyway. You can find out more and join our Patreon at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads.
That's the end of the show, everyone. That's the end of Saturday Night Live. Thanks to our musical guest, Sting. Thanks to 21 Pilots.
Happy Father's Day. Maybe you don't celebrate Father's Day, but just in case, we're celebrating it for you by being your fathers.
Happy Father's Day.
Hold on. Sorry, Beth. I do need to jump in there. We are not your fathers in any sort of financial obligation sense. We will not.
Please sign this form that says Dungeons & Daddies LLC is not your fathers. Happy Father's Day.
I'm legally all your fathers. If you send me a stationery with a legal letterhead, I will settle instantly. Terrifying.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Dungeons & Dads is brought to you this week by Rocket Money. It's time to take off into the stratosphere. That graph of your net worth is going to the moon, baby. Because you know what the easiest way to do that? By canceling all the freaking subscriptions you forgot about. Or like ones that you paid for twice. Didn't even realize it.
Or the other two subscriptions you didn't even know were there.
That's right. Nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about. And before I started using Rocket Money, I was like, I got a lean subscription pack. I'm not overpaying for stuff. And I took one look and I was like, not only am I paying for Funimation, Funimation doesn't even exist. It's merging. So I'm like,
this is the second Rocket Money ad you've come at Funimation. I'm really upset about this.
I realize I'm playing for Xbox Live. I haven't even turned on my Xbox in like 3 years. Yeah. I was like, what am I even doing? I don't even know if you still need to pay for it. I don't even know how that works.
This is a subscription universe that we're living in between streaming service, fitness apps, delivery service. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I forget about.
I'm still paying the fee at the cemetery for dead relatives I don't even visit anymore.
Rocket Money, here's what Rocket Money is. There's a personal...
Dig them up, I don't care.
It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. You get all of your subscriptions in one place, and if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can just help you cancel it with a few taps. And they will even try to negotiate your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with the customer service. They'll call. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when you use all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/daddies. That's rocketmoney.com/daddies. rocketmoney.com/daddies. Dungeons and Daddies is brought to you this week by Pretty Litter. Springtime vibes are in the air. And when you bring in beautiful flowers that are blooming, like I have in my vase in the kitchen, I want to smell those flowers, not my cat poop.
You know what's in the air is springtime flowers and not dust from the litter.
Ooh. Yeah. Wow. Nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. It's ultra absorbent. It's lightweight, low dust. 1 6-pound bag works for up to a month. And the crystals, dog.
The crystals
change color, and they indicate early signs of potential illness in my gato, like urinary tract infections, kidney issues, a lot of piss stuff.
That would make sense.
On brand. Who's the piss king of podcasts? Yeah. I want to advertise Pretty Litter on there.
And if that wasn't enough, Pretty Litter ships free right to my door. You never run out. And you know, the health monitoring is great. I can just go in, I take one look, and I'm like, you pissing good.
You good at pissing.
Pretty cats deserve pretty litter, and all cats are pretty.
So yeah,
all
cats
deserve pretty litter.
Pretty litter is amazing. You have to try it. Go to prettylitter.com.
You don't.
Daddy.
Your cat tries it.
You don't.
I mean, if you're curious.
If the plumbing's out. If your toilet's broken.
Yeah.
Play on.
This isn't the 1950s. No, whatever you want to do in your own home. Whatever you want to do in your own home as a consenting adult, you're free to do.
You know, in the Kinsey's reports, he said that actually a surprising number of adults pee in their kitty litter. Yeah.
Go to prettylitter.com/daddies to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/daddies to save 20% on your first order. prettylitter.com/daddies. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Dungeons and Daddies is brought to you this week by MeUndies. Yarr!
They're driving me nuts.
Steal your booty. Wow. We're pirates.
All right, hey, speaking of things coming out of our pants, MeUndies is finally unveiling the contoured pouch and ball caddy, a micromodal sling that keeps things separated and lifted.
And equal.
Finally. I hate it when my testicles merge into one.
Listen, it just makes sense. We need a compartment for the dangly bits. The fact that on an engineering standpoint, MeUndies was brave enough. Yeah, I'll say it.
Brave
enough to sew in a big old pouch to keep things
all... Imagine if the only bras that were around were sports bras.
Unacceptable.
No, that's what boxers are.
That's what boxers
are. But finally, they've given us...
Beth?
I have issues with this.
But finally, we got underwear that just holds them in its own little compartment.
Beth, would you like to lodge a complaint?
If we only wore sports bras, that would actually be incredible, I think. You know, I would much rather wear a sports bra than a regular bra. But maybe I'm completely wrong.
I have no opinion on the bras.
MeUndies going to develop a ball caddy with an underwire. That's what I want to know.
MeUndies
has... haunting.
Well, listen, you don't have to... By the way, MeUndies, listen, they got the all-black classics, fun, expressive prints.
You don't have to wear them.
Sizes, XS to extra small to 4XL, flattering cuts for every body, but... They also do, speaking of butts, versatile loungewear. They got lounge collection. They got joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. I got a little bedroom
hoodie
pants.
Is like underwear for your head.
Yes. MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, comfy, and it's ideal for all day wear. They use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on them. Good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/dungeons. That's MeUndies.com/dungeons for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Dungeons and Daddies is brought to you this week by Blue Nile. There's many reasons to gift jewelry to a loved one.
Name one.
Apologies.
Apologies. Okay. What else? What else?
Did I say that too quickly? Was that too quick?
Bribery. 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 But here's what it comes down to. What's more exciting than seeing the look on their face when you pull out the
Let me finish the sentence.
That unmistakable little box.
Close one. Close one. Here's the jewelry.
If you're buying jewelry, there's no better place to do it than BlueNile.com.
This is our almost bracelet when we almost got pregnant. Here you go.
Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below a traditional retailer. When you're looking to give the best gift of all time, Blue Nile is the place to go with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They also offer peace of mind with every purchase, 30-day returns, and a diamond price match guarantee. They also have experts on hand day and night via phone or chat.
Experts on hand, like, can't you get pregnant the first time? How many days after a period is it okay?
Free diamonds can still get you pregnant.
Great questions that you should ask.
Yeah, please ask.
Day or night. Matt, tell me about your experience with jewelry.
Well, what's crazy is just last week, me and Anthony got a cup of coffee like we always do. We just like to talk at post shop, post talk, little talk shop. And I was like,
yes, that's what we do.
And I was like, Anthony, you know what I was thinking about today? He's like, how great of a service Blue Nile is. I was like, yes. Why don't you tell me the latest jewelry you just got?
I got a diamond ring for my beautiful spouse from Blue Nile, and it was good diamond.
Good diamond.
It was good diamond. They graded it good. I called them up, and I said,
is this good?
Like,
you know that good
and
is probably...
Will, we did not invite you. I called you right before we went out. Mm-hmm. I said, hey, me and Anthony are getting a cup of coffee, talk shop like we always do.
The diamond dogs.
Will, you said you couldn't come to our coffee because you're on Blue Nile ordering a beautiful... What were you ordering?
That's right. I was shopping on BlueNile.com. I got a lot of great jewelry, and more importantly, a great deal on that jewelry.
There you go.
Which is just as valuable.
Even more so.
Go to BlueNile.com to find the perfect piece today. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.